You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
6:52 on the Morning Jam. We're so glad to have Lynn Stevens from VDOT. Yes, Janet's giving me a thumbs up. I got your name right this time, Lynn. How you doing, bud?
It was right in your head. It just didn't come out in your mouth. That's okay.
So you guys have good morning. You're working super hard. Tell us, you know, how everybody's holding up and what we should expect over the next, let's just say, 48 hours.
Yeah, well, the crews have been working very hard. They've been treating the roads, plowing the roads. Most of the primaries are listed kind of in moderate condition right now. In the Farmville area, they made a little more progress overnight. Weather conditions were a little different there. So now most of the primaries are listed in minor condition, which means mostly clear, just the occasional, be on the lookout for the occasional slick spot out there. This was a real challenge, this storm. I mean, it came in as snow, and the forecasts were largely spot on. It started as snow, then it shifted over to, you know, the sleet, and then at times last night I saw it seemed like regular rain falling outside our house here in the Evington area, and then it went back to snow, and the winds really kicked up.
So, oh, my gosh.
It was really a challenge. At times our crews had to get the salt brine spreader trucks back out onto the roads because conditions changed. So it was a real challenge, but our crews have been out there all night long. They will continue to work to clear the roadways, and hopefully we can get all of our roads into that minor or clear condition real soon.
Now, I know you were saying some of the secondary roads were in moderate condition. I live on some of those roads. Let's make sure people know what that means. That doesn't mean you need to be hopping in that little sedan and hitting the trails.
No, it would. The advice would still be that if you don't need to be on the road this morning, to avoid them. You know, our crews are out there working hard, and we like to try and give them space to do so safely and efficiently. So that would be the advice from VDOT would be, I understand it's been several hours now since this event started, and people are itching to get back out onto the roadways. But if you don't have to, and today's a holiday, of course, maybe don't get out there. If you do have to get out on the roads, we really urge people to maintain a safe speed. Increase the distance from your vehicle to the vehicle in front of you.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's not a bad idea to have an emergency kit on hand because people can and do get stuck in these conditions. So things like, you know, food, water, blankets, hats and gloves, jumper cable, things like that, good to have in the car.
Yeah, and you do want to allow plenty of room, and you do want to slow down. It's important. Just because it says you can go 55, that doesn't mean you need to be going 55 on these roads. So,
yeah, I saw a clip of a rollover wreck that apparently happened yesterday. It was caught on a security camera, and it was quite something to see. And that was right in our district. So, and then of course I-81 was just a nightmare in the Salem district because of some tractor trailers that got into wrecks there. And so it was a very busy day for VDOT, for state police, for Virginia Department of Emergency Management, all of us working together to try and get through this. And knock on wood, we won't have a lot more incidents before the roads are fully clear.
Yeah, I was looking at some numbers statewide yesterday, and they were in the thousands, you know, disabled cars and so on and so forth. If you're going down 460, for example, and your regular lane, your slow lane, we would call it, is clear, and you guys are trying to get at least one lane clear. I'm not so sure you want to try to pass somebody. You know, you might be in a hurry, but if you end up in the ditch, you're not going to get there anyway.
You know, but I had that experience yesterday as I was driving in a very short drive on 460 to get into the office on Campbell Avenue to do some media interviews and check out some of the traffic cameras. And there were people passing me in that left lane, which was, at the time, it was the right lane was the much more plowed lane. You could see some roadway coming through, but the left was kind of, you know, at your own risk, and I did have some people passing me. So, you know, we put the messaging out there, and we hope people abide by it. Largely, they did. I will say this, that at one point on the district call here in the Lynchburg district, the state police representative said that, you know, for the most part, there were not a lot of vehicles on the roadways, and that's really for the best, because save yourself the risk and the aggravation should you get into a wreck on the roadway, because nowadays you look at a car wrong and it's $1,000, right?
Sure, so sure.
It's not only the safety issue, but it's the cost that you'll incur if you do get into one of those, even fairly minor wrecks.
If I wanted to get an app on my phone, for example, that would help me with this, what would I do, Lynn?
511Virginia.org. There's the 511 Virginia app, and it's a good app to have on your phone. You can check road conditions. There are reports of incidents on the roadways, mm-hmm. and it's really a good thing to refer to before you head out on the road.
Go out, yeah.
Well, we appreciate all the hard work that you all are doing, and we appreciate you giving us some of your very valuable time right now. I know you're super busy, but thanks so much for all that you're doing and keeping those roadways safe.
Thank you. And you know what? One quick word of advice off the roads. Be careful shoveling the snow. When I was out there last night, it had turned into a really thick, heavy,
yes.
heavy snow with all that rain and ice that had fallen on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great advice. Thank you so much, Lynn.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.